You can't handle the truth.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. I do appreciate y'all being here. Remember, as the world continues to destroy itself, we have to be the people that are the difference makers, no matter what is going on. Remember to keep your heart in the right place. Now, we do know that they're running out headlong to try to take down Trump. We know that they're running out headlong to destroy our currency. They're running out headlong to bang the drums of war to make sure that you guys understand that we have to kill men and women on the battlefield to make sure that they can maintain their control. You have all the power. You have all the tools to be able to be the most powerful people in the history of this earth. But yet, too many times we catch ourselves being pushed around because we're on that hamster wheel of debt. There's too many things out there that make us realize that we are absolutely in power. This is how much they fear each one of you. It's a continuation of the destruction of all of you hold dear. Don't be those people that fall to this. Don't be the people who fall into this trap. We are the difference makers. We do have a great show coming up, guys. We have a few articles to talk about. Don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at RightEonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at RightEonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, RightEon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RightEonStore.com today.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. I do appreciate you guys all tuning in. It is March 20th, 2023. Well, guys, I know we have so many things going on in the world around us. Remember, if you have any questions or comments, go to thejimpriceshow.com, and you can look me up there. You can ask any questions at jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com is the email. Don't forget to go over there. You guys can shop the store, the merchandise store for the Jim Price Show. We stand with all patriots merchandise over there. Remember, individual freedoms and individual liberties is what started this whole show, understanding what the establishment can really do to an individual's life. Remember, the things that I've had to face, things I've had to go through, I don't want to see you guys going through those things. I want you to be mindful of the bear traps and the things they're out there trying to do to you. Be the difference makers in everything we do. Now, as we continue on with our articles here, we go to the first one. Says on yournews.com, it says Trump indictment in New York case could come as early as Monday, Politico reports. Well, we have to be mindful that this is all about pomp and circumstance, because you don't want you talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. We don't want you talking about the Chinese balloons. We don't want you talking about Swiss Bank. We don't want you talking about Silicon Valley Bank. We don't want you talking about Signature Bank. We don't want you talking about the 112 banks that are actually going underwater right now. We want you to make sure and pay attention to Trump, 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 Trump. Remember, Russia, 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 that's the problem. It has nothing to do with the potato in chief. It has nothing to do with the fact the big guy has been getting his 10% kickback for 40-some years now, or the fact that he rode a train for 3 hours in a war-torn country called Ukraine to go see a president on a snowy, cloud-covered day. Oh, wait, but all the videos show him in a sunshiny, long-shadowed greeting. Guys, this is what's going on. Washington, March 20th, okay, that's today, former U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to be indicted by a grand jury late Monday or on Wednesday in a hush payment case involving a porn star. Politico reported on Monday, citing three unidentified people involved in the deliberations. Now, think about this. They're out there going after somebody because of something that is long gone. This is like 6 years ago. This is not even something that's happened just a year ago. Remember, this was all about Stormy Daniels and Avenatti. Remember, Avenatti was the darling of the Democrat Party? Well, he was supposed to be the next president of the United States. Remember, he was going out there, but he stole the money that Trump said, hey, let's just make this go away. What will it take? Here's a check, walk away. Well, Avenatti stole that money from Stormy Daniels. Now, Stormy Daniels then had to turn around and pay Trump over $300,000 for legal fees because, well, that's how it works when you go and you put out a case that is inaccurate or could be false or fake or fraudulent. But yet we have a DA in Washington going out after Trump. Now, it says here, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office has been investigating a $130,000 hush payment made by Michael Cohen, Trump's estranged former fixer, to porn star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. A case would be a historic first, as no current or former president has ever been criminally charged. Trump is currently seeking the Republican nomination to run again in 2024. But we also saw the raid in Mar-a-Lago. We see what's going on. We see the raids that are going on with Roger Stone, with General Flynn, with even myself. We've seen how when political people get in the way, they go out and they raid your house, they run you through the newspaper, they run you out there over and over again, try to disparage you or destroy you. That's the world we live in, where the media machine doesn't know anything other than destruction. It says here, we will be discussing how to bring Trump in. The person involved in the planning was quoted as saying, no decisions have been made yet. Well, think about that. I have a real question here for you guys. If Trump is a resident of Florida, and this is a charge in New York, he may or may not own property there. He may or may not have a residence there, but he resides in Florida. That means that the New York jurisdiction would have to be extended to Florida somehow, that they would have to actually do an extradition treaty with Florida to get him out of Florida back to New York. Now, I don't understand how that's going to work, because that sounds like the governor of New York or governor of Florida would have to be involved, right? DeSantis would have to sign off on this. There's a lot of questions for me in this. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but I'm sure sometime down the road all this will be very clear that it was just a big hit piece against Trump to make sure and disparage him. I've seen the tweets. I've seen the post. I've even seen the stuff from Trump himself. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me what we're doing here and why we're running down this rabbit hole when we know that this is a misdemeanor that actually it's already ran out of its time. The legal precedence is already gone. This is not even a felony level. So again, this is a misdemeanor. This is something you pay a ticket or a fine and move on. But remember, Hillary Clinton had the same thing about a year ago. She paid some money and they moved on. It wasn't a problem. Now, we do have some international news here that's going to be a problem for a lot of us. It says Xi Jinping and Putin meet in Moscow as Ukrainian war rages on. This is from yournews.com as well. Chinese President Xi Jinping met his dear friend Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Monday, seeking both to deepen economic ties with an ally he sees as a useful counterweight to the West and to promote Beijing's role as a prominent peacemaker in Ukraine. Now, I understand the Ukrainian war is not something I really care about. It's not something I want to be involved with. I think that this is something that Russia and Ukraine need to work out on their own. It has nothing to do with us. But again, here we are. We got China bothering to put themselves involved in there. Remember, China's been broke for a long, long time, and they write hot checks around the world. But remember, they're also the largest owner of U.S. bonds out there on the free market. Well, the problem is that if all these bonds are making U.S. banks collapse, why isn't China collapsing as well? Things that make you go, right? These are things you have to think about consistently, about the narrative that's going on around there with SVB, with Signature Bank, with Swiss Bank as well. These are all important things to think about. Don't get caught up in the shiny object, but this is one of those shiny objects out there. The two men greeted one another as dear friends when they met in the Kremlin on Monday afternoon before a dinner to be followed by a formal talk on Tuesday. So again, this is all pomp and circumstance of what they want to do. Now remember, as this is going on, the Ukrainian war is going on, but remember, Putin visited Ukraine this weekend as well. Oh yeah, he was hanging out in Ukraine. So remember, we've had two world leaders walk in and out of Ukraine without a problem, but this is a war-torn country with a battle that just isn't controlled, right? And citizens and all this stuff are being killed and blah, 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 blah. Well, think about this. That doesn't make a lot of sense that two world leaders walked in and walked out without any trouble at all. And remember, Biden rode a train for 3 hours across Ukraine. Sounds pretty safe to me. So going on to naturalnews.com, says Credit Suisse lost $5.5 billion on criminal-ran hedge fund. Also pled guilty in tuna bond scam and was convicted in scam involving cocaine money laundering. Well, remember Credit Suisse just went under. This was a bank that was very, very large. This is one of the problems that we're seeing with the credit industry and with banking across the board is they're wanting a lot of these banks to fail because they're wanting to put everything under one umbrella. They're wanting to bring all these banks under one, and then that way they can control you, what you can spend your money on, and if you get your credit, social credit score just right, you might just might be able to buy yourself a candy bar or some pancakes. This is the world you live in where they want to be able to control your daily purchases down to the very last thing. Be mindful. That's what the CBDC thing is about, the central bank digital currency. They want to do that. The failing 167-year-old Swiss branch of private central bank owned as Credit Suisse is swimming with scandals. Many of them horrendously appalling that date back for many years, despite only just recently capturing headlines for its likely soon collapse. The ongoing stock sell-off of the company actually began back in March of 2021 following the collapse of the United Kingdom's Greensill Capital and the United States Investment Fund also. See, remember, guys, this is all, these things are all interrelated. They're all tied together, but they seem completely separate stories because if they make you seem like they're separate stories, you're not going to really pay attention to what's really going on, that this is a purposeful collapse of the banks themselves. The central bank itself wants all this to happen so you get scared, but also they can just make your money disappear. Remember that when these guys, they go in there and they collapse these banks, money just evaporates out of thin air, and all of a sudden you're sitting there going, hey, what about mine? But you saw how they went into the SVB, the Silicon Valley Bank. They went there and made a lot of those people whole, actually all of those people whole, but they were the big tech oligarchs. They were the big money guys. Remember, these are the politicians with their money in there. Oprah had money in there. Gavin Newsom had money in there. And your big techs that have been putting their finger on the scale of information for you for years about the coronavirus. See, this is a problem where we continually see these people that were in on it are getting taken care of first, but you and I will not be taken care of. If our banks fail, well, that money's gone and it just evaporates. How silly is that for us to think that this is where we need to be thinking? Now, small banks seem to be doing okay, but it's these bigger banks. I'm wondering what's going to happen to Bank of America, Wells Fargo, others like that that are out there have a lot of money, but it's a lot of small bank deposits, right? It's the people like you and I who are out there trying to make a living and we're being destroyed because these big banks want to be, I don't know, so controlling in your daily life. We have to be the difference maker right now. Guys, when we bind together, we come together. Our power, our strength really is multiplied, but we have been told to stay away from each other, even through the Mexican beer flu, the coronavirus that we were all supposed to die of 3 years ago. Remember, stay away from each other. Don't touch each other. Don't come near each other. You're going to kill Nana. Guys, they know what your energy can do. They know what your strength can do. They know what your intent can do. And this is another little... this is another little brick in the wall here where they tell you, oh, this bank's going to collapse and that bank's going to collapse and this is going to happen here and supply chain this and food that. This is a real problem. They want to control your fear. And fear is very powerful. Fear has an energy that's amazing that can destroy people all over the world. But don't be the people that get caught up in that. Be those that actually make the difference. And remember, silver, gold, and brass to cover your butt every single time. This is the world we live in, so you got to make sure and be mindful. Create that parallel economy. Create that economy that's alongside of this, that you don't have to worry about central bank digital currency. You have silver and gold. You have the ability to do for yourself, and you're self-reliant without the government coming in and telling you how to live your daily life. If you understood what the Constitution was really about, you wouldn't have to worry about these things, and you would have that power inside of your heart. But remember, once you put your hand over your heart, you have intent there, and that intent is powerful. That's why we do that when we pledge allegiance, right? We put our hand over our heart, and then with the Star Spangled Banner, that we put our hand over our heart because that's intent, right? That's showing where our power really is inside of us, and our hand covering that brings that all together. Don't get caught up in these shiny objects. You are the difference makers. Don't let the Swiss bank thing get you all wound up. And I know that it seems powerful, and I know it seems out of control. But reality, this is how powerful you really are. Is they have to go through and create this much scandal, this much diversion, because this is how powerful you are. Don't get caught up. I keep saying this over and over again. Don't get caught up in it. Remember, there's supposed to be the aliens, supposed to be the balloons, supposed to be the credit, the Ohio, East Palestine, Ohio. All these things are out there to scare you and keep you in a mode of fear. And that's what they do when they want to destroy you, is keep you in fear constantly. We do have a commercial break coming up. I'm Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update, and we'll be right back.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com. SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. I do appreciate you guys all sticking with me. Remember this, guys. This is how bad they want to destroy you, and this is what we're doing. Now, remember, I'm bringing these up to you not because I want to scare you, but because I want to empower you and show you what's really going on. Now, we have to go down here. It says Australian authorities push fifth COVID shot on unexpected populace, though admitting each booster is only effective for a few months. Now, be mindful of these things as we go forward. This is from naturalnews.com. It says authorities in Australia are informing the 25 million people of the nation that they are eligible for a fifth COVID shot as a booster if they have not been jabbed in the past 6 months. Now, think about that. They need to be caught up with a booster that they're saying that this doesn't do anything for you. It really doesn't last very long. But yet, we know worldwide that they're saying that this only helps about 1% of the time. It actually only helps a 1% improvement of conditions. Guys, that means that really just even holding your breath is probably a better alternative than taking this shot. I don't understand why we're doing this. This makes absolutely no sense. Well, this article goes on to say that says reports flooding the internet about fit and healthy people getting COVID jabs and then dropping dead with heart issues, says Australian news anchor. The risk of heart damage, death, and permanent weakness, permanently weakening immune systems from too many COVID jabs outweighs the risk of getting another one. Now, this is what they're talking about here in naturalnews.com. It's no secret anymore that the clot shots often cause serious heart issues, especially for young, healthy males, including microcarditis, pericarditis, heart arrhythmias, vascular clotting, compromised immune system, and wait for it, more. It's actually you're able to catch the Wuhan flu even faster. So wait, we're going to take this shot because you're telling me that it keeps COVID away, but it actually caused you to get COVID even faster, or you're more likely to get it because you took this shot? But this is what we're dealing with. There's too many people out there that really don't understand the damages of what's really going on in their body, that this government chemical they've been putting in people's body for a long time is absolutely destroying them. And I actually said this about 2 years ago. We're a little over 2 years. I said, in the next 2 to 3 years, we're going to see a mass casualty event because of this government chemical they're putting in people's body. And the sad part of it is, I'm actually very correct. The Buffalo Bills player that died on the floor of that arena that day, you know, in the gladiator type arena where we're going out there and having gladiators kill each other for our entertainment, no different than Roman days. See, be mindful that we don't repeat ourselves, right? We have to pay attention to what they've been doing. You know, put the sports out there in front of them. Get them tied up in celebrities. Get them tied up in their economy. Get them tied up in their food sources. Get them tied up in their politics. That has nothing to do with reality. This is what reality really is. Now, we know that there's been a lot of people that have died on camera. There's been a lot of people who've passed out, who've quote-unquote recovered. And we have an issue with the narrative they keep telling us. Go out and get more of this. Even Fauci has been discredited by his own testimony and talked about this. Even the emails that he had, that actually discredited him as well. That showed that he was covering up how these shots absolutely were not effective. But yet, here we got a government telling people to rush out and get another shot. Now, we know this isn't going to work, but also remember, they're telling you to go out and get flu shots on top of this. The high-dose quadrivalent, meaning that they're going to take four different flu shots, put it into one, and then you're going to take double the amount twice. Now, think about that. If these flu shots were effective, why would you have to take four different variants, twice the amount, and twice? Well, because they don't actually work. They're just trying to put this government chemical into your body, destroy your immune system, and cause you to be weak and frail, and then have to go back to them for the cure. This is a continuation of people just trying to keep their job. This is showing that our medical practices, the American Medical Association, the WHO, and others across the world absolutely are nefarious and are no longer can be trusted. The sad part of this is I'm not a doctor. I have the same medical degree that Bill Gates has, and yet he's being touted as some type of medical expert. I do not understand why it is that I can see very plainly that none of this works and it should not be used in people's bodies, but we have government agencies out here spending your tax dollars to run advertisements to make sure that you take more of this government chemical. I don't understand how we can do that. I don't understand why we're allowing that to happen. But yet we're sitting around doing nothing, just like watching our president get arrested in the next coming days. Why are we so lethargic? Well, because they've made sure and fed us a bunch of chemicals that cause us not to want to act or react. And this is called paradigm blindness. When you see the house next to your house on fire, constantly burning and burning and burning and burning, when the house on the other side of you catches on fire, you don't even notice because it's just normal. That's called paradigm blindness, and that's what we're affected by on our daily. We also have the whole idea of our banking system that's continuing to collapse, and we talked about that in the first segment of the show, that we're seeing the CBDC stuff coming up. Well, in naturalnews.com, they have an article out that says state legislators are sneakingly introducing amendments to laws that would pave the way for CBDC's domination, central bank digital currency. Now, this is like Bitcoin. Remember that the government was telling you, Bitcoin, oh, it's horrible. Don't be a part of that. Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. Well, the sad part of it is this is what the legislators are actually bringing into your states. Why is it they railed against it, but now they're going to bring in their own brand? Well, because this is the brand they can control. Legislators in 23 states and the District of Columbia are currently deliberating bills that would introduce central bank digital currency into their jurisdictions. This is due to the appearance of bills introduced the Universal Commercial Code, UCC. Now, I've talked about Universal Commercial Code a lot in my show. If you watch my show, and there's other way that in a lot of the episodes, I've talked about the Universal Commercial Code, and that you should be able to get yourself away from that. But that's a process you have to find on your own, and there are ways to do it. If you guys have any questions or comments about how to get yourself out of that Universal Commercial Code, out of the Corporation of America, you have to ask the right people. If you want to reach out, I'm here for you. Let me know. This is due to the appearance of bills introducing the UCC. Okay, the UCC was introduced by a group known as the Universal Law Commission, a Chicago-based nonprofit organization that dictates itself to draft laws. Okay, so it just said, hey, we're going to be the guys who make up laws. We're going to be the ones who are going to do this. If passed by states, would homogenize regulations across the state lines. Now, think about this. This is another one of those WHO, WEF, IMF, all these different little acronym corporations or acronym groups out there that seem to be making decisions for you. We're a constitutional republic. That means that we are a representative government. That means that you will have full power and your representatives should be doing as you say because they're your public servants. But here we have a group of people that out of Chicago decide, well, we're going to make up this Universal Commercial Code and everybody's going to abide by it. And it just makes everything work better because what? It's international. Universal Commercial Code. Listen to the words. Sounds very sexy. Sounds like they're enabling something when in reality it's about ultimate control. Last year, the ULC recommended that states overhaul their UCC, supposedly to introduce a new article that will deal with digital assets such as digital currency. At the face value, the amendments seek to solve the ways digital currency differs from the traditional U.S. dollar, including governing how digital currency can be controlled and transferred. Well, right there, exactly like I said, it's all about control, making sure they have the ability to control you and what you can do with your money. Remember that social credit score thing they've been talking about for years? Well, here it comes, folks. I'm trying to tell you, one of these days you're going to want to stand up, and I hope you guys do it before it's too late. As attorney Tom Renz pointed out in an episode of his program, Another Renz Rant, that's his show, these amendments are really nothing but a pretense for central bank digital currency. Of the 23 states that have introduced bills that would implement the UCC and their jurisdiction, 13 are led by Republicans. But who either have a government, let's see what's going on here, trying to sneak in UCC in these Republican states, noted Renz, it's critical to them that they get Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Tennessee. These are deeply red states where if the people know about this, there is zero chance of it passing. Well, it should not be passing anywhere on earth. People, guys, I don't care which side you're on. I don't care who you think you are, who you're in love with or not in love with. The problem is that when you have people from a far, far away place trying to tell you how to live your daily life, it's never going to work for you. You know, you look at Hunger Games and the whole districts thing. This is the same kind of idea. They can actually shut down currency. Not only just shut down your currency, but devalue your currency. Let's say you have 1 million central bank digital currency coins. Well, if they decide that you're a bad person, they don't like who you are, they don't like what you've had to say, they think that Jim Price has said too much, they'll just turn the value of your currency off, meaning that you won't, your currency is sitting there and you could do whatever you want, but it cannot exchange with others at the same exchange rate. We're going to talk about individual exchange rates clear down to the individual, right? Individual exchange rates, not country, not state, not county, not city, but individual, meaning that if you're a bad person, according to them and their social credit score, well, you're not going to have what you thought you had. And that's a sad, sad day when we live where people outside of who we, you know, our local sphere are going to be dictating to us. Now, we can't run things on silver. We can't run things on gold. We have to run things on fictitious things. That way they can come up with fictitious reasons why they can control you. This is a real problem for us. So as we go on here, this is another article from naturalnews.com. America, a matrix of racketeering and corruption under Biden and the Democrat crime cabal. This is from Natural News. It says, as if all the operations around finance in this land were not already unsound, delegated enough, an alleged president just canceled moral hazard altogether. It's now official. From here forward, there will be no consequences for bank fraud, poor decision-making, fiduciary recklessness, and self-dealing. Think about this. In real time, we have a president and a Fed Reserve and a Treasury Department that says, well, by the way, we'll bail out our friends. We'll do as we want because it doesn't really matter what you peons, what you peasants really do. But by the way, the word peasant just means that, you know, that just means the citizens of an area. Yet we think of it as a bad term. In reality, in our constitutional republic, we have all the power. But we're hearing right here from Natural News that this is the end of what we understand to be the Republic of America. That's actually being flushed down the toilet because our currency is worth nothing, our laws are worth nothing, our politics have become nothing. But reality, you guys are the difference maker. Be mindful to be the right people at the right time. Remember the 10% you do for your neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. So learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. And remember, hold the line, hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. I don't make promise I can't keep. Guys, you guys are the reality of this. When you guys come together, bind together. Even physicists have proved that your energy becomes more powerful than yourself. And in the Bible, God says, when two or more of you come together, I am with you. We need to bring that power together. We need to bind together. And we need to get each other together. And let's have a meeting in our garage, or in our living rooms, in our back deck, and say, hey, what are we going to do to make sure that we are not going to be held in cages in the future? We want to be free people. We don't want to be limited by our government, but our government is limited by us. We are the difference maker. You are the difference maker. Let's do this together. I'm Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.